Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is June the 2nd, and we'll start on this day in 2006, when the famous studio Muscle Shoals was added to the National Historic Register in the US. The Muscle Shoals Sound Studios, try saying that fast. The building itself on Jackson Highway, Sheffield, Alabama, was recognized for its place in music history. After being opened in 1969, it hosted an array of legendary musicians, including the Rolling Stones, Paul Simon, Bob Seger, and many more. It was also immortalized in the classic Lynyrd Skynyrd anthem Sweet Home Alabama in the line Muscle Shoals had got the Swampers. In other years, it seems to be a good starting point for Aerosmith tours. On this day in 1984, the group started their 59-date Back in the Saddle tour at the Capitol Theatre in Concord, New Hampshire, while in 1993 they kicked off their 169-date Get a Grip World tour with a show at the Landon Arena in Kansas. And while we're talking about tours, ELO started their very first tour of America on this day in 1973. Their 40-date trek started in San Diego. And Prince, he made his first ever live appearance here in the UK on this day in 1981. He played at the Lyceum Ballroom in London, and oddly, it would be another 5 years before he appeared on this side of the pond again. Chart-wise, The Wings secured a double when their album Red Rose Speedway hit number one on the US album chart, and the single My Love went to number one on the US singles chart on this day in 1973. And in terms of birthdays, we remember Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts, the legend who sadly left us a couple of years ago, was born on this day in 1941. But for today's main show then, we're going to look at an all-star gathering.
In a town.
Yes, on this day in 2018 was the start of the 13th Ringo Starr All-Star Band. Ringo's famous live rock supergroups first started in 1989 and have pretty much been playing with lots of different members ever since, all led, of course, by the Fab Four Stickman himself. It's a unique show and a concept where everyone on the stage is a star in their own right. They perform a number of Beatles hits and Ringo solo stuff, and then two or three songs from each of the additional members' back catalogues as well. Now, this tour began 5 years ago today with a show at the Borgata Casino in Atlantic City. The cast of legends on this tour included Colin Hay from Men at Work, Greg Rolie from Santana and Journey, Graham Gouldman from 10cc, and Greg Bissonette and Warren Ham as well. The tour would also see special guests Joan Baez, Don Powell from Slade, and Klaus Voormann from Manfred Mann join them too. Also on the lineup, of course, was the brilliant guitarist Steve Lukather, best known as the founding member of Toto, but he's worked with so many people it would, well, take me all day to list them. Now, I had the absolute pleasure of hearing his amazing stories on episode 34 of Vintage Rock Pod, and we spoke quickly about his time with Ringo and the other members of the Beatles that he's worked with too.
And just, you mentioned again the Beatles, that's a good place to talk. A lot of people I speak to, they all point to one thing that started them in their musical life, and it was the Beatles. And I know it's the same for you as well. And, yep. And you've been so, so lucky to have performed with, recorded with, worked with three of the Beatles. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Well, there's only two remaining Beatles now. Sadly, George passed, and he was my first guitar hero and a friend, I'm honored to say. And, you know, I got to work with Paul on the Thriller record with Michael Jackson. Then we worked on the movie, and then we did the, I got to do the Beatles 50th anniversary show. And, you know, so, I mean, that's the on switch to my life. And the Ringo and I have become close friends over the last 9 years. You know, matter of fact, me and Joseph just worked on, wrote a song for his new EP that's coming out in October. And he wants to tour next year. I mean, this is a guy's going to be 81 years old next month. You know what I mean? And he's runs for 45 minutes on a treadmill, and he eats. You know, he's going to live to be 200 years old. He's an amazing man. I'm honored to call him my friend. Really, I really am.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.